Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Hey. We left off toward the bottom of daf Dalet Amud Beis. We're discussing the differences between saying just Modarni Mimach and then also adding the words Sha'ani Ochelach, and whether in our Mishnah the person was saying both of those Lashonos, and that's considered to be a proper Lashon Neder, and a proper Lashon of Yados Nedarim, or if any one of those Lashonos would suffice. And we had Brises that suggested that either one of those Lashonos would suffice. So Amud Aleph is entirely about that topic, whether in addition to saying Modarni Mimach, one also needs to add the detail Shani Ochalach, Shani Nanalach, something of that nature. And we're going to have four versions of what Shmuel holds. If we had one version yesterday, we're going to have three additional versions of what Shmuel holds with regard to this issue today on Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss what Shmuel's own Shita is about Yadayim She'enen Mochichos. That if a person says Neder without the full Lashon, he uses Yadayim, he says partial Lashon, what if the Lashon that he uses is not so Muchach what he means? It could be interpreted in multiple ways. So how does Shmuel derive from our Mishnah that Yadayim Shein Mochichos are Lo Havyan Yadayim? Shmuel holds that that's not even a Yadayim and therefore would not be Lashon Neder at all, and he derives it from our Mishnah. Our Gemara is going to show how he derives that from our Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to conclude with the discussion of whether the Machlokas about Yadayim Shein Mochichos by a get parallels our discussion of Yadayim Shein Mochichos by Nedarim. Because by a get also we have a Machlokas Tanaim, whether Yadayim Shein Mochichos works by a get. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether there may be differences in the world of Gittin, why Yadayim Shein Mochichos specifically should or should not work by a get, whereas over here by Nedarim maybe it's going to be different. So the entire topic of today's daf essentially is Yadayim Shein Mochichos. So we're talking about the din of Yadayim in general, but Yadayim Shein Mochichos specifically. So if you recall yesterday, the first version of Shmuel, the first idea that Shmuel, of what Shmuel had suggested, was that only if you say Shani Ochalach, Shani Toimlach, is it even Yadayim. But if you just say Moderani Mimach, Mufrashni Mimach, Mruchakni Mimach, so then that's not going to be enough of a Lashon of Isser. And the Gemara had asked, but what are you talking about? We have all these Brisos that say that any of these Lashonos alone would be enough to create an Isser. Just saying Mruchakni Mimach, Hareza Aser, or just saying Shani Ochalach, Shani Toimach, Hareza Aser. And we have Brises that say it in that order, Brises that say it in the reverse order. So it seems that any of these Lashonos alone would be Aser. So it says the Gemara, a second version of Shmuel. So again, the first version was that you need to say both Lashonos in order to create an Aser, but any single Lashon of Modarni Mimach or Shani Ochalach would not be enough to create an Isser. Now the Gemara suggests the second version, Ella Amar Shmuel, three lines from the bottom, Ella Amar Shmuel, Taima Da Amar Shani Ochalach, Shani Toim Lach, Huda Aser V'Chaveru Mutter. The only reason that he's not allowed to get Hana, he's taking a neder not to get Hana from his friend, but his friend can get Hana from him, is because he specified not only Mudarni Mimach, but he said, Shani Toim Lach, that I won't eat from you. Aval Amar Modarni Emecha, but Lechudei. But if he only says Modarni Emecha, ironically, if he says only just that Lashon of Modarni Emecha, Shnei Anasurin. It's not that it's not enough of a Lashon to create an Isser. It's a Lashon that creates a double Isser. Modarni Emecha could mean that I am not allowed to get Hana from you, and that you're not allowed to get Hana from me. Both of those are within the person's rights to take a neder. You're allowed to take a neder that you're not going to get Hana from somebody else. You're also allowed to take a neder that somebody else should not be allowed to get Hana from you. So in that Lashon Medarni Yemach, we include both ideas. But if you get more specific, Shani Toim Lach, Shani Ochalach, then clearly you're only trying to make it Aser for yourself. That's what the Ran writes, Elahachi Kamer Shmuel, in the bottom of Dalet and Beis, Devadei Shmuel Gufei Moda, Dahanach Masniyasa, Mili Mili Katani. Certainly Shmuel agrees that all these brisos that we quoted, where just saying Modarni Yemach is enough to create an Isser, he'd agree that all you need is one of these Lashonos. To Bekol Chad Mitzer, any one of these Lashonos is enough to create an Isser. Elamiyu Ka'amar Demasnisin Chada Katani, but nevertheless, he still interprets our Mishnah as saying that you did not use any one of these Lashonos, that you used two of these lashonis said madari mach shani ochelach di imili mili katani echi tani bechad aser de lo shavu de b'madari mach shneim aserum b'shani ochelach hu aser b'chaver muter. Because if it were dividing up, if the Mishnah were breaking up the different lashonos, then it wouldn't say the word aser in both cases of madari mach and shani ochelach, since they mean different things. Madari mach would mean that they're both aser to each other. Shani ochelach would mean I'm not allowed to get enough from you. By the brisos, it made sense, because in each brisa, it said the word aser multiple times. So the word aser could mean different things in different lines of the brisa. That when the brisa says, mudarni emech aser, that means that neither of us are allowed to get enough from each other. Shani ochalach aser, that means I'm not allowed to get enough from you. El masnisini mili mili nami katani aser aser havle the misni. If the Mishnah was breaking it up into multiple cases, it should have said aser multiple times. But our Mishnah only said aser once, which makes it sound like whichever lashon you use, it's the same iser. So it can't be that it's whichever lashon you use. The Mishnah must be telling me that you're using all the lashonos. You're using multiple lashonos. You're saying madani mach shani ochelach, and therefore when it says aser, it means that the person who takes the neder is aser to get anah from the other party. So the Ran then just points out that's the Ran acting as Rashi. That's the Ran just explaining what's going on in the Gemara. Now the Ran starts acting like Tosfos. The Ran is like a combination. So the Ran says, "V'ikal meidak l'fum svara demaksha demasnisin mili mili katani." According to the Havamina that the Gemara is asking, that our Mishnah is to be broken up and that it's actually separate cases. Heichi kamar shani ochalach aser. How can you say that if he takes a neder shani ochalach, that he's going to be aser? If he used the lashon of neder and he said konam shani ochalach, so then neder gomorhu, that's a neder, that's not even a yad, velo yad, that's not yados, that's a neder, konam shani ochalach. But yet our Mishnah lists this lashon amongst the yados. If he didn't say the word konam, he just said shani ochalach, how do you know that he's taking a neder not to eat from the other guy? Sha'ani ochalach means that I will eat from you. So maybe it's a neder to yes eat from him. How do we know that it means not to? Dilma da achilna mashma v'lo mitzar klal. He's not asering anything. So how could it say aser? Answers Ran, Yeshlomar li olam delo amar konam. He didn't say konam. V'chitema neima da achilna kamar. And if you can say, okay, well, if he didn't say konam, then maybe he means he will eat. Imkein mailishna disha'ani ochalach. Ochalach havle the meimar. What's disha'ani ochalach? It should just say ochalach. Elavada kivin the kamar sha'ani hachi kamar ma sha'ani ochel mishalecha yehe. That when he says the word sha'ani, what he means to say is whatever I eat will be from you. Eze davar umay nihu konam, and that is a neder. Umishum haytay menami lekel akshia. Am I amrin and davi yad the neder? Am I amrin davi yad the shvua? Mishum deshaani mash mishum mazkir achefetz. And that's also why we consider this yad the neder, not a yad the shvua. Shani sounds like he's mentioning the object itself. The hainu mishani means, and it's not about the gavra. It sounds a little bit about the gavra. So what it means, shani means that which I eat from you, whatever I eat. And that's how we know that it's a neder and not a shvua. So again, this interpretation of Shmuel, interpretation number two of Shmuel, is that if the guy just says that shani ochalach, shani toim lach, so then the neder is that he's not allowed to eat from the other party. But if he uses a broader lashon of just modarni emecha, then neither of them are allowed to get anah from each other. Modarni emecha implies that shneim asurim. Where do we find a precedent for such an idea? Says the Gemara in the second line from the top, in Hamad Aleph, Ki Hadam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Modarni Emecha, Shneim Asurim, exactly like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says, that if you just use the Lashon Modarni Emecha, it means that they're both Asur to get Hana'a from each other. Once he adds Sha'ani Ochalach, or says just Sha'ani Ochalach, then it's only him, it's only the person taking the neder that's not allowed to get Hana'a from the other party. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hareini alecha cherem hamudar aser aval madir lo. If a person says hareini alecha cherem, we view it as a one-way neder, not as a two-way neder. So isn't that against what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina just said? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said modarni amech means that they're both aser to each other. Why is that any different than hareini alecha cherem? Shouldn't that also be that they're both aser to each other? Answers the Gemara, kigon deparish va'at alai lo. Now you have to say that the case that the Mishnah is talking about, where it says hareini alecha cherem, excuse me, that hareini alecha cherem is only one way iser, is where he specifically said that it's only a one way iser. He specifically said the words va'at alai lo, and you, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of getting enough from me, don't worry about it. That's not a problem. So at alai cherem hanodar asal v'mudar lo. If he says at alai cherem, then the person taking the neder is asur, but the mudar is not asur. So don't you see against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, because it shouldn't be in both directions. And so Gemara going to parish va'ana alach lo. Now it has to be that he's specifically saying an eye on you is not I'm not going to be asur. So avol stam amai. But what if he just says stam shneim asurim? So it sounds like But the assumption would be, if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that if you just use a vague lashon stam, that they're both going to be asur to each other. Neither one is allowed to get hana from the other party. But wait a second, Hami Diktani Seifa. It then went on to say in the Seifa, Hareini Alecha Va'at Alai Shnei and Asurin. The only case where they're both going to be asur to each other is if he's very explicit. Hareini alecha va'at alai, that we are both not allowed to get enough from each other. The implication is hadenu d'shneim asurin hastama hu asur v'chaver mutter, that only if he's so explicit are they both asur to each other. But if he just says it's stam without being explicit, sounds like only one, the isur is only going to be in one direction, not in both directions. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, meaning the whole second version of Shmuel we said is assumed like this sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that using Lashon Mudarni Emecha means that we're both asur to each other. But you see clearly that's not the case in the Mishnah. The only way they're both asur to each other is if you explicitly say Ani Alecha At Alai, but just Mudarni Emecha is not enough to make them both asur. So we have to understand Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina the following way. Mudar ani lach shneim asurin. If you say mudar ani lach, use lashon vlach, then they're both asur to each other. As the Ran points out, the lach mashma, still not used to looking to the left side on Amud Aleph for pshat, but the lach mashma lach kolomar nechasay asurin lecha. Umashma mishalcha, masha einkein behemech dol mashmachi. So lach could mean two things. It could mean that my nechasim rasser to you, or it could also mean that which belongs to you is usher to me. So that's why when you use lashon lach, it implies both directions. That my stuff is usher lach, is usher to you, and that which is mishalcha, that which is yours, is going to be usher to me. But mardani hemecha, if you don't use lashon lecha, you say hemecha, who asur v'chaver mutter, then only the person taking the neder is not allowed to get ana from the other party, but the other party is permitted to get ana from him. That's the difference between lach and hemecha. And that's how the Rush, the Tor, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush and the Tor Paskin over here, that this distinction, that if you say lach, then it implies both ways. If you say hemecha, it only implies one way. The difficulty is that the Rambam leaves this out. The Rif also leaves out this halacha. Even though the Tor in Yerodeus and Reshvav quotes it, and the Rush quotes it, the Rambam and the Rif do not mention this halacha. So the Beis Yosef obviously discusses this in Yerodeus and Reshvav. Why would it be that the Rambam would leave out this halacha? It seems explicit in the Gemara. So the Sefer Shalmei Nedarim suggests that maybe the way the Rambam understood was that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is saying different than the way the Ran understood. That Modarni Lach is the Ran understood Modarni Lach implies both. That I to you and your stuff to me. Lach means that me to you, lecha to you, and mishalcha, your stuff, should be asur to me. Maybe the Rambam understands that it's not that it's kolel both, that it's one out of the two, that the guy is saying. Now, when he says lach, it either means he's asering himself on his friend, or he's asering his friend on him. So it turns out that it's yadayim shenu mechichos, whichever side you go to, because we don't know which way he really means, but he definitely only means one of the ways. So that's why Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina must hold yadayim shenu mechichos havyon yadayim, that even though it's not clear in his language what he means, that's enough to be a yad for nedarim. But we paskin that yadayim shenu mechichos are einon yadayim, that if it's not clear in his lashon what he means, then it's not a valid lashon of neder. So therefore, the Rambam's not going to paskin this, because he's going to hold that we don't paskin this way lahalacha in terms of the yadayim shenu mechichos element. So frankly, Gemara v'masnisin de katani heimecha, but our Mishnah didn't use lashon lach, he used lashon of heimecha. V'ukimna l'masnisin l'shmuel v'kula nachi yomar shani toim lach v'shani yoch lach huda aser v'chaver mutter av b'mudarni heimecha shnei masurim. And still Shmuel said, even as pshat in our Mishnah, that if you just say that if you just say modarni emecha, then you're both going to be asur to each other. It's only if you specifically add sha'ani ochelach that the iser is a one-way iser. But wait a second, I thought we just got through explaining that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, when you use the word emecha, it's by definition only a one-way iser. How come Shmuel explains in our Mishnah used the word emecha, and Shmuel explains that it's a two-way iser, that it's usher in both directions? So that can't be pshat and Shmuel. Shmuel can't be assuming like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So rather we move on to a third understanding of Shmuel. Elamei ikara de Shmuel hachi itmar. Shmuel meant to say the following: Taima da amar sha'ani ochalach v'sha'ani toim lach hu de ein hu aser ela ba'achila. If you only say sha'ani ochalach sha'ani toim lach, then it's very clear that you are limiting the iser to an iser achila, that you're not allowed to eat from him, but to get other types of hana'a, that would be permissible. Hamudarni mimach, but if you were to just use the lashonos in the earlier part of the Mishnah to say modarni mimach asra afilu ba'ana'a, then it would be a broader iser, would include even an iser hana'a. So the bottom line is, the way Shmuel's understanding now is, when Shmuel commented on our Mishnah that that this halacha only applies if you say both lashonos, he meant this halacha that you're only asr ba'achila only applies if you say modari imach sha'ani ochalach. But if you leave out the sha'ani ochalach, the isr is broader. The isr is not so specific to achila. The isr would include everything. Frakt the Gemara, ihachi lema Shmuel hachi. But if that's what Shmuel means to say, then his lashon should be the following. And here we turn to the Bach for the girsa. That lema Shmuel hachi, the girsa should be, v'im lo amar sha'ani ochalach v'sha'ani toim lach, asra afilu bahana'a. Shmuel should have emphasized the iser shebedavar, meaning he should have said, and if you don't say shani ochalach shani toimach, you only say modarni emecha, then the iser is even in ana'a, the iser is not just in achila. But that wasn't Shmuel's lashon. Shmuel's lashon was bikulan ad sheyomer shani ochalach shani toimach. That was Shmuel's original lashon in the middle of Dalet and Beis, that none of these things are true. You're not going to be aser until you say shani ochalach shani toimach. Makes it sound like before saying shani ochalach shani toimach, if you only said medarni emecha, it's going to be less of an iser, not more of an iser. But now we're suggesting that if you just say medarni emecha, it's an iser that includes all types of hana'a. When you say shani Yochalach, then it becomes a lesser iser. That doesn't sound like Shmuel's lashon. Shmuel should have used the lashon that expresses that much more clearly. In fact, the Ran points out that we could have asked this kasha on the second version of Shmuel as well. I mean, the first version of Shmuel was that we thought Shmuel was saying, if you say modarni emecha, nothing happens. You're not asur at all. Once you add shani ochalach, now there creates that. That's a real lashon neder. That's yadayim. That's real yadayim. That's going to create an iser. So in that first version of Shmuel, it made sense that Shmuel would say nothing happens till you say shani ochalach. But the second version of Shmuel had already flipped it on its head. The second version of Shmuel had said that when you say modarni emecha, you just say modarni emecha, the iser is in both directions. The iser goes into you to him and him to you. When you say shani ochalach, shani toim lach, then you're limiting the isir to only one direction, that you're not allowed to get enough from him. Right then and there, the Gemara should have said, wait a second, you're making the isir smaller by saying shani toim lach? That's not what Shmuel's lashon sounded like. When Shmuel said ad sheyomer shani ochalach shani toim lach, Shmuel sounded like he was saying the isir is only made bigger when you say, or is only created when you say shani ochalach shani toim lach. So the Ran points out that we should have asked this kasha earlier, but he says ubedinu delal nami ki kamrin du medani luchudei shnei masurim davle lachuyachi el dadifa minei akshile lomar di ikredina leisei. But we were able to ask a better kasha, because this kasha is just on why does Shmuel use this lashon, not that lashon. But we're not saying that the din is necessarily wrong, that Shmuel can't hold of this din. When we were saying version number two of Shmuel, the way we rejected it is by showing that Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, that Shmuel rejects the very din that we were trying to attribute to Shmuel. That's a much stronger kasha. So that's why we didn't ask this kasha previously, even though in Achinami it could have been asked previously. So now we arrive at a final version of Shmuel. Elahachi Idmar, about 7 lines from the bottom of the page. Elahachi Idmar, Taimu da'amar shani ochalach v'shani toimlach hu da'asir. It's the only reason that there's any Isser created is because he says shani ochalach shani toimlach. Avul amar modarni emecha lo mashma da'amar asir. But if you just say modarni emecha, it doesn't create an Isser, meaning that we're going back to the first version of Shmuel. Saying modarni emecha does not create an Isser. It's only when you add shani ochalach shani toimlach, it's only then that an Isser is created. Why? My time, why is modarni emecha not enough to create an Isser? Why is it not enough of a lashon of Isser? Mudar ani mimcha lo mishti'ina ba'adach mashma. Because when a person says, mudar ani mimcha, I have a neder from you, it just means I'm not going to talk to you. It doesn't mean that I'm taking a neder not to get any hana or anything like that, or not to eat. It just means I don't want to talk to you. Mufrashni mimach, when he says mufrashni mimcha, d'la vina mimach masu matan mashma. It just means I don't want to do business with you. Muruchakni mimach, I want to be distant from you. That just means I don't want to stand within your Dalet Amos. That's all it is. Now, wait a second. If we're going back to the first version of Shmuel, wasn't there a reason that we rejected the first version of Shmuel? I mean, all the Gemara did with adding these details is say, well, then what does he mean? If it's not a Lashon of Neder, what does he mean when he says Mudarni Yimach? So we suggest, okay, maybe he means I don't want to talk to you. He means something else. But what about the kashas on this version of Shmuel? The kashas were that we had an explicit brisa that said that saying modarni emecha is enough to create a neder. It's enough to create an iser. The brises were explicit on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis that if a person says mudarani mimcha, mufrashni mimcha, muruchakni mimcha, harei ze aser, that is a lashon of neder. So how could Shmuel say that it's not a lashon of neder at all? So there are essentially three shitos in Rishonim how to be miyashev the brisos that we mentioned previously with this interpretation of Shmuel. The first shita in the Ran and the second shita in Tosos is that all of these lashonos are yadayim she'in mochichos, and therefore they're all subject to machlokas tanaim. The discussion of yadayim she'in mochichos, whether that's a lashon of neder or not, if you say things that are not a full statement of neder and also aren't so clear that what you necessarily mean, that's a machlokas tanaim, whether that's a valid neder. Shmuel assumes that our Mishnah holds like the Shita, Yadayim Shein Mochichos, Lo Avin Yadayim. The Brises that we quoted say that Yadayim Shein Mochichos have Yen Yadayim. So it's fine. It's Machlokas Tanayim. Those Brises are against the Mishnah. Shmuel is just trying to explain the Mishnah. The second Shita in the Ran and the first Shita in Tosos, they flip which is the first explanation, which is the second explanation, and also in many other Rishonim, they quote this B'Shem Rashi as well, that when they, because remember, Rashi did have a commentary in the Dorm, we just don't have it, but so they quote this from Rashi as well, that which they say in the Brises, that it's Aser, it doesn't mean in Isra'ana. It means that it's Aser to do whatever we just explained in our Gemara, that if he said Mudari Emechim, it's Aser for him to speak with the other person, because that's what he meant. If he says Murchakli Mimach, it means Aser to go within his Dalet Amos, because that's what he meant. So that's the second interpretation. The third interpretation is the Rashba, that Shmuel is speaking about where the other person is not bothering him to eat with him, he's just saying Mudarni Mimach. In that situation, that's not Yadayim Mochichos to Aser him Bahana. But the Brice is talking about, the guy says, come on, eat by me, eat by me, eat by me, and you say Mudarni Mimach. So now it's Muchach from that lashon that he's trying to say, I'm not going to eat by you. So we that's why it's going, that lashon alone would be enough to create an isser in the brisa, but not in the Mishnah. It all depends on the context of the conversation. What's the other party saying? That's the whole issue. There's a couple of interesting discussions from two brothers. There are two poskim in recent generation, the previous generation, Rav Bitzal Stern and Rav Moshe Stern were brothers. Rav Bitzal Stern, I think, was a Rav in Australia, and Rav Moshe Stern was a Rav in Borough Park, the Debrett Zina Rav. So they both have interesting tshuvas on this Gemara. The Ber Moshe, Debrett Zina Rav, writes, what if a person says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, that if you say Mudarni Mimach and you don't say anything else, you're not allowed to speak with him. It means Mishtaina Badach, it means I'm not going to speak with you. What if you say Mudarni Mimacha, and then you want to talk with him on the telephone? Is that considered to be a lashon of is not speaking with him? Does that include speaking with him on the telephone? So he points out that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yardesim Reish Chaf Aleph, if a person takes a neder not to be medaber im chavero, he's allowed to write him letters. It's just that he's not allowed to speak with him. The Shulchan Aruch also says anyone who takes a neder or a nishba, so or takes a shvua, we try to look at what his intention was. By nedarim, we are holchanach halashem bnei adam, and we also try to look at what he probably meant. So if he took the neder or shvua that he doesn't want to speak to the other party because he hates him, he despises him, he doesn't want to have anything to do with him, so then probably it includes the telephone as well. But if it's that he doesn't want to have any, he doesn't want to be seen with him, so either because it's bad for his reputation to be seen with him, so then maybe on the telephone it would be permissible. But he says in the end of the tshuva, he says the lashon bnei adam is clear over here. When people say nowadays I don't want to speak to you ever again, they mean the telephone also. So it would be pasha that it would include the telephone. Now Rav Bitzal Stern, the Bitzal Chachma, in his tshuvas has also an interesting discussion on the lashon meruchatni mimach. Meruchak mimach means I'm not going to go within dalet amos of you. So apparently the Gemara is defining richuk makom as dalet amos. That distance is defined as dalet amos. L'may nafkamina, there's a halacha in Yerodeya Simin Shin Samach Beis in Hilchos Avelos, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins that ain't covering Russia Eitzel Tzadik. They're not supposed to bury a Russia Eitzel Tzadik. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah, why Sanhedrin of all places? Because in Sanhedrin we talk about the Dalet Misos Beis Din. So the Mishnayos say that the Niskal of the Nisrafin are not buried next to the Nechnakin of Ne'aragin, because people who are Chayiv Skila and Sreifa did much worse Averos than people who are Chayiv other Misos, and therefore they shouldn't be buried near each other because they're Tzaddik by comparison, or they're Rasha Gam or Eitzel Rasha Kal, so you don't want to bury them near each other. You're supposed to bury people next to each other only if they're within the same basic religious level. So there's a discussion in the Achronim, or in the Rishonim, already Sefer Chassidim discusses how far do the Kfarim have to be from each other. So Sefer Chassidim says they have to be 8 amos apart from each other. There's Tfusas HaKever. The Kever is sort of Kona, the 4 amos area around it. So you don't want an overlap of the Tfusas HaKever. So they need to be 8 amos apart from each other. So it says Rabbi Tzal Stern is Bitzal Chachma. Wait a second, if we define Richuk as Dalet Amos, not 8 amos, and even by live people, there's an idea that Dalet Amos is the makom of a person, that a person's makom is Dalet Amos, so there shouldn't be, according to the Sefer Chassidim, Richuk should be 8 amos. But apparently, Richuk is only 4 amos according to our Gemara. That Meruchak Mimach means that I'm not going to stand within your Dalet Amos. So l'chora, the same would be true by in Kovin Rasha Eitzel Tzadik, that it should only be Dalet Amos, it shouldn't be 8 amos. This idea of keeping a distance from people who are a different level, that's why they build an oel by the rebbes. They build an oel over there. He's buried in the cemetery with everybody else, so how are you going to, but he's a bigger tzaddik, they want to separate him, so they separate him by building an oel that is miyached, a special makom where he's not buried by anybody else. So Rabbi Salzman suggests Sefer Chassidim maybe was just speaking l'chumra, that over there was talking about a special takana that they made for someone who's muchrim v'tzibur, that they put him in a chayrim or something like that. But generally speaking, it really only means dalet amos. That's the halacha, is only dalet amos. And therefore, based on that, he wants to suggest the following. He wants to suggest a chumra, that the halacha is you're allowed to exhume a grave for two purposes. either for the sake, I mean, other than pikuach nefesh, but for two normal purposes, either to move the body to Eretz Yisrael, or to move the body to Kivrei Avos. One or the other, you're allowed to exhume a grave. So he says, how close to the Avos does he have to be moved to be matir exhuming the grave? He says, as Reb Tzal Stern says, I think based on this Gemara, he should have to be within Dalet Amos of the Kever of the Avos. That it wouldn't be enough to just be in the same area of the cemetery. That's not good enough. That he would have to dafka be within Dalet Amos. That's quite a chumrah, that he has to be within Dalet Amos in order to exhume the Kever. One could have argued that the whole Tushtel is not a Tushtel. That when you talk about live people, that I'm taking a neder, I'm not going to be near you. So when it means I don't want to interact with you within Dalet Amos, that we're interacting. But when you talk about being buried next to someone forever and ever, you know, till Tchias HaMesim, so that's not. That's not about interaction. That's about association. That if you're in the same general vicinity, so then there's an association that people would have that you're buried near each other. So it could be there are two totally different kedarim. I think the pashtus is a two totally different kedarim. It's quite a chiddush what he suggests. So anyway, over here back to our sugya, Shmuel had said that according to our mishnah, if a person just says modani emecha, so that is not enough of a lashon to create a neder. That is yadai. Because we don't know what he really means when he says such a lashon, and therefore it's not enough to create an iser. So says Gemara, lema kasavra Shmuel. So we see that Shmuel holds yadayim she'in mochichos lo havyan yadayim. That Shmuel clearly holds that yadayim she'in mochichos is not yadayim. That's not considered to be yadayim. There's a chakir in the achronim. What is the chisar in yadayim she'in mochichos? Is it because the lashon that's used is not clear? So it's therefore not considered a dibor at all, and therefore by a neder, one of the basic laws of neder is that it needs levate b'sfasayim. You need to verbalize it, and this is considered as if he's verbalized nothing because neder needs dibor, and this isn't dibor. Or is it no that it has a din of speech? It's that by the din of yados, the whole din that there's such a thing called yados is a chiddush that the Torah is mechadesh, and that chiddush is only if the yados are mochichos. The Torah's chiddush that not saying the actual lashon neder is enough to make a neder is only true when it's muchach what you mean. So that's the chakira that the achronim have about yadayim shen mochichos, and they try to bring several rayas in one direction or the other. They also discuss if let's say you say a lashon that could be equally understood in two ways. It's 50-50. Could mean one way or the other way. Exactly 50-50. Is that also called yadayim shen mochichos? Or is it whenever the two lashonos are exactly 50-50, it's not even yad at all? It's yadayim shen mochichos is where it's like 80% chance he means one way, but it could also mean something else. And that's yadayim shen mochichos. Yadayim, to the 80% way, but it's shen mochichos because there's always that 20% possibility. But maybe 50-50 is a zero. Maybe 50-50 is a nothing. So there's that's also a discussion in the achronim. Rav Aaron Cutler has a lot on Mishnas Rabbi Aaron on these types of questions in Nedarim. So that's also a discussion of Chakira that he clears also. So anyway, so says Gemara lema kusav Shmuel yadayim shen mochichos lo avin yadayim. It sounds that Shmuel holds that yadayim shen mochichos is not considered a proper neder. So it says Gemara in Shmuel mukim lal masnisin. Shmuel holds that way, and the reason he holds that way is because that's how he understood our Mishnah. He understood that our Mishnah is saying that Yadayim Shein Melchichos are not Yadayim, which is like the Shita of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel Paskin is like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. As we're about to see, even though Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Rabbanan, and generally speaking, we would pass like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel thinks that our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, when Shmuel saw our Mishnah, that Modani Emecha, and then it later said Shani Ochalach, Shmuel understood that our Mishnah must be saying that you use both Lashonos to create a Lashon Neder. That saying one Lashon without the other is not enough to create a Lashon Neder. And we'll see why he felt that way from our Mishnah. But where do we find this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan about Yadayim Shein Mechichos? We actually don't find it by Nedarim, we find it by Get. Tanan, we have a Mishnah in Gittin. Gufo shall get. The actual basic text of the get. Harei at muteres lekal adam includes the words that only the words. That all it needs to include is harei at muteres lekal adam. You don't have to write that this is your get and anything like that. And through this document, I'm just harei at muteres lekal adam. That's enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You have to say v'dein dihavi lichi minoi sefer tiruchin v'geras shvukin. This here that I'm giving you now is the get krisus that the Torah speaks about that sends you away from me, and he says explicitly, I am divorcing you with this shtar, because otherwise you could understand that it's not me that's cutting you off, it's someone else that's cutting you off, and it's not, if he doesn't say minay, if he doesn't say that it's from me, and you could understand that it's not with this shtar that we're getting cut off from each other, it's that the shtar is only a proof to the fact that we're already cut off from each other, and in which case the get would be totally invalid. The get has to be the item that's the davar akoris beino levena. So you need to explicitly say all that, Rabbi Yehuda says. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that you need yadayim malchichos. Yadayim shein malchichos is not going to work. So I might dachik Shmuel look from the Masnis and Rabbi Yehuda look with Rabban and Avgav dein yadayim malchichos. But where did Shmuel see that in our Mishnah? Where did he see in our Mishnah that you dafka have to say both lashonos? You could have read our Mishnah either way. You could have read our Mishnah that Madani Yemech is a good lashon, Shani Ochalach is a good lashon, that you don't need both. Why does Shmuel think in our Mishnah you need both in order to make it yadayim malchichos? So Amarav Masnisim Kashise, he was bothered by something in our Mishnah. Amai Tani Shani Ochalach Shani Toim Lach, listening Shani Ochal Shani Toim. Why does he have to say Lach? Why doesn't he just say Shani Ochal Shani Toim? Shemamina Bein in Yadayim Mochichos. So from the fact that the Mishnah goes out of its way to say the word Lach, you see that you need Yadayim Mochichos from the Mishnah itself. Now, obviously, Shani Ochal Lach is still not enough of a Yadayim Mochichos, so you still need to say some sort of Lashon of Neder. So it has to be Modarni Yemecha, and Modarni Yemecha is not enough of Yadayim Mochichos. That's why Shmuel understood that the Mishnah is to be understood as connected to each other. That the first half of the Mishnah where it spoke about Modarni Yemecha, those Lashonos are connected to the second half where it says Shani Ochalach Shani Toimach, that you have to say all of those Lashonos. So Modarni Yemecha, Mufrashni Yemecha, Mruchakni Yemecha only work when you also add Shani Ochalach Shani Toimach. And that's how Shmuel understood that our Mishnah has to be talking about that you require Yadayim Mochichos. Period. Itmar, Yadayim Shein Mochichos, about the topic of Yadayim Shein Mochichos, it's Machlokas Amoraim. Abayi Amar Havyon Yadayim, V'Rava Amar Loavin Yadayim. Abayi says it's a valid Lashon, Rava says it's not a valid Lashon. Amar Rava, Rabbi Idi Azbrili, Amar Kra, Nazir Lazir Lashem. Makish Yados Nazirus L'Nazirus. He says we could explain it based on the following pasuk. The pasuk says Nazir L'Azir L'Hashem, which from where we learn Yadayim for Nazirus. So apparently we compare Nazirus to the Yados Nazirus to regular Nazirus. Well, Man Nazirus Bafla'a, just like a regular lashon of Nazirus needs to be taken with a sense of certainty. You have to be very clear about what you mean. Af Yados Nazirus Bafla'a. So too, if you don't take a regular lashon of Nazirus, you use Yadayim to take your neder nazirus, it also has to be with certainty. It has to be mochichos. It has to be clear exactly what you mean. That's how we learn that yadayim shein mochichos are lo havyon yadayim. That's the machlokas Rav and Abaye, but Rav says that's where I get it from, that if it's not mochichos, it's not going to work. I get it from the pasuk. Says the Gemara, why is this a machlokas amarayim? We already learned in just a few lines ago that this is a machlokas tanaim in Mesechas Gittin. Why would Rav and Abaye argue about something that Tanoim already argued about? Just say who you're paskin like. Why as if they reinvented the wheels, if they discovered America, they're coming and they're saying that we hold this shita. What do you mean? Hold like Tana. Lema b'pluktet Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanu k'miflugi. It seems that Abaye and Rava are arguing in the same machlokas that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanu argued about. Ditanan, the Mishnah said in Gittin, Gufo shall get. What is the lashon of a get? Harei mutaris lekal adam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda adds, v'dein dehavi lichi minoi sefer tiruchin v'get peturin v'get a shvukin. And this here is your get that you're being divorced from me with.
So you have to make a Yadayim Mochichos according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Abayi Damar Karabanan. Abayi thinks the Yadayim Shein Mochichos are good enough, would hold like the Rabbanan. And Rava Damar Rabbi Yehuda. Rava holds that you need Yadayim Mochichos, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Says Mar, not necessarily. Amalach Abayi Anada Amri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. I could even hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that by get you need Yadayim Mochichos. I'd can no come Rabbi Yehuda being Yadayim Mochichos, I'll gabi get to be an increases Veleka. By get, there's a very high standard of what's necessary. We need davar akoris beino leveino. We need a safer krisus, the Torah says. It has to be something that clearly cuts them from each other. So that's where you need yodai mochichos. You need a very clear lashon. Avul bi alma, but stam, to take a neder. Mishamatlei. Who says the Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you need such clear lashonos? Maybe it's only a din by a get. Verava Amar, and Rava would say, Ana Darmi Afilu Rabbanan. I would even go like the Rabbanan by get. It's only by get that the Rabbanan hold that you don't need Yadayim Mochichos. Everywhere else you would. Why? Ad kan lo kem Rabbanan de lo bin Yadayim Mochichos. Elegabe get de ino de megari shaseshas chavero. Who do you think he's divorcing? It can't be that he's divorcing someone else's wife. Obviously he's divorcing his own wife. So it's muchach from, you don't have to say all the lashonos to make it muchach. It's muchach by the fact that a get only works with your own wife. So that's why you don't need all these lashonos by a get. But maybe in general by nedarim, where you actually could mean multiple things, maybe by nedarim you would require yadayim mochichas. Okay, but we'll pick up with Meisavei tomorrow. Oh, yeah.